What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
For goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being with us this afternoon. Very cold outside, but it is warm in our hearts because we've got a new president. Is that too much? I don't think it's enough, honestly. We're watching the day after the full first day of the Trump administration. Business continues to take place at a rapid pace. And we're watching with great interest the different things that are going to come of this new administration. He got right down to business yesterday. Among other things, we just discussed this a little bit with our guest at 1225. Congressman Mike Boss was talking about the birthright citizenship executive order.
This next order relates to the definition of birthright citizenship under the 14th Amendment of the United States.
Yeah, that's a good one. Birthright. That's a big one.
What about that one in the courts? That one is likely to be challenged.
Could be. We think we have good ground, but you could be right. I mean, you'll find out. It's ridiculous. We're the only country in the world that does this with birthright, as you know. And it's just absolutely ridiculous, but... You know, we'll see. We have very good grounds.
So he's saying birthright citizenship, they're going to end that anchor baby situation that people have been taking advantage of quite a bit. In addition to that, he reacted directly to the southern border with this executive action.
Sir, this is a proclamation declaring a national emergency at the southern border of the United States.
That's a big one. A lot of big ones, huh? You know what that means, right?
So there he is. He's talking about a national emergency at the southern border. And 4 years later, Jim Carafano back on the Annie Fry Show to talk to us about the stark change in policy and in action. Jim Carafano, senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. I'm looking forward to our conversations looking a little bit differently than they have for the last 4 years.
Yeah, I'm done here. Trump's got it from here. I'm just doing a handoff.
What did you think about all of the action that he took yesterday? I mean, he got straight to it.
You know, it's just like one giant I told you so. I mean, it was so predictable. One huge mistake that people make is they keep thinking that it's the Donald Trump of 2016. This is a leader who was not only president for 4 years, but has been watching him from the sidelines, he is probably today the most experienced global leader on the planet, with more knowledge, connectivity, expertise, with a deeper bench of qualified people than maybe any other global leader. So this is a guy who walks in the door that's ready to govern. And we saw that literally the tsunami of just, you know, the skaters at the Olympics, and they're like going, you know, the ice skaters, and then they just turn 180 degrees and completely change their momentum and do like a triple axle. Mm-hmm. That's Donald Trump and the U.S. government.
Yeah.
We're just headed in the completely opposite direction. And and it's not just the momentum is unbelievable. Business community, global leaders, people are being very pragmatic about, look, maybe I don't like the orange hair or whatever, but they recognize not only is this guy's in charge and this guy's knowing what he's doing and he's forceful in doing it, but if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of the things Donald Trump wants to do are in the best interest of all of us. So I think the world's going to get out of the way and let Trump drive on.
It's exciting to think about. We're speaking with Jim Carafano. You, of course, do policy, not politics, but that's what this is all about. The policy changes that are in place right now, just a day after he's sworn in the oath of office, are dramatic changes from what they used to be under the Biden administration. I'm wondering how you feel. Like, the politics is how you persuade people to feel about things. I'm wondering how much of this policy change is going to be felt by Americans, not Democrats or Republicans, Americans, without them even realizing that it's something that Donald Trump showed up on day one and made a change.
Well, I think this is kind of the dirty little secret. This is not about Donald Trump being this unbelievably magnetic populist leader that people are just hypnotized by. This is what Americans want. I mean, Trump is his political revival and his massive momentum. This is because he is delivering on exactly what people want. This is why Milei was successful in Argentina, why Meloni was successful in Italy. And I just think this is unstoppable. And the irony here, of course, is what we see from kind of the opposition kind of doubling down on, oh, Trump is evil. You know, we're going to stop this. We're going to sue these guys. We're going to Trump with America. We're going to fight his nominees for his cabinet. They are essentially, I think, accelerating their own suicide because they're not offering a resistance or opposition to Donald Trump or protecting the American people. They're demonstrating, I think, to American voters how completely out of touch and irrelevant they really are. And I think they're just accelerating their own demise. You know, it's like that scene in Ghostbusters when Gozer says, choose a form of your own destruction. It's like the left has decided that they're just going to keep doing what they're doing and ensure their own destruction.
Yeah, there's some obvious lessons to be learned, but it doesn't seem like it's as obvious to other people as it is to us. Jim Carafano on the show with us right now, a foreign policy expert that we always lean on at times like this. I've seen video. I think it's real. I'm skeptical of everything right now. But Vladimir Putin with an interpreter talking over the top of it, talking about wanting to have a discussion about potential peace. We know that Donald Trump has spoken about that conflict and talked about the horrors of the war and the death on both sides. Do you see any dramatic change in that conflict?
I think Putin has already hung himself. His going in response to Trump out of the box was to diss the peace thing and essentially pump himself up. They've been doing a lot of military operations. So he has an incredibly weak position, and literally he spit at the President of the United States and his offer to end this thing. And Putin is now playing this thing about, oh, I'm congratulating Trump on his election, and oh, yeah, we'll talk. He is in an incredibly weak position. And so I don't know what he's going to do, because obviously Putin's going to make his own decisions. But this is a guy that does not have a winning hand and he knows it. And what Putin always does is he tries to bluff his way out of it. You know, it's, you know, he'll make outrageous demands, and the more outrageous his demands, the less the U.S. should give him.
Jim Carafano on the Andy Frye Show right now. Trump seems very comfortable in his relationship with Putin. You're saying Putin likes to bluff his way out of things. We continue to hear Donald Trump refer to his relationship with Kim Jong-un like, I had a relationship with him. He talks about these world leaders that are supposed to be made pariahs by the left, but in talking points, but then in real life action, they don't really do anything to lower their standing in the world. They just do a lot of talking at home. What is the world reacting to right now that Donald Trump is the president once again?
Well, I can say what Trump is going to react to. These, first of all, people forget Trump tried to cut a deal with Putin and Putin spit in his eye. He offered Kim a get out of jail free card, and Kim not only spit in his eye, he's been helping the Russians in this. Trump's not going to forget these things. It's like Vito Corleone, right? Yeah, what is the Vito Corleone comes to you and gives you a big bear hug before he basically has you assassinated? I mean, I think Trump has a long memory, and he knows that these guys are feckless, useless losers. And in the end, that's the way he's going to treat them, even as he gives them bear hugs and says, oh, yeah, I can talk to this guy. I because they don't have any cards to play. The Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, North Korea, what do they all have in common? I mean, they're playing a game of poker with an ace poker player, and they don't get five cards. They get like two cards, and they don't match, and they're all like face cards.
That's a funny way to put it, Jim. When we have the hostage situation come to, or at least move towards a conclusion, and everything hasn't unfolded quite yet, we get one final Oval Office message from Joe Biden before he says anything like, thanks, America, for letting me be your president. He's like, I did this. The Trump administration seems to not feel like they need to fight them too much for the credit. Where do you put the credit and the blame?
The Biden administration will go down as one of the worst administrations in modern history. He will eclipse Jimmy Carter as being seen as both incompetent and destructive. And look, there wouldn't be an October 7th. There would not have been an invasion of Ukraine if Biden had not shown tremendous weakness on the international stage. And rather than claiming credit for anything, he should spend the rest of his life apologizing to the American people and giving classes on how to lead by not doing what he did.
Does the Trump pressure, the negotiations that were taking place in, did they get the hostages released?
I definitely think it played a role. You know, and long term, what's really important strategically is that if you're in Hamas or Hezbollah or the Houthis in Yemen or in Iran, you know the game is over. That Trump, the United States of America, has Israel's back. And Israel was pummeling these guys before. Now they're facing Israel and essentially a blank check from the United States to go after these guys. So, again, America's enemies around the world are suddenly in a very, very, very weakened position, and they are all dealing with this from a position of weakness. And so we'll see all of this. We'll see some accommodation, like on the part of Hezbollah, you know, giving the hostages back. We'll see bluffing, like we've seen from Putin. We'll even see some puffing up, like, you know, from the Chinese and other things. But the reality is they're all sitting in their little conference rooms saying, how can we deal with an American juggernaut that realizes the power they have and they have all the cards, and we're facing a president that knows how to play them?
Mm. Mm. Oh, it's just different. It's different today, Jim Carafano. Were you able to take place in any of the festivities? Are you? You're like Carmen Sandiego. Where are you?
Well, I'm in Macedonia. Actually, last night I watched the inauguration with some friends in Macedonia, and they're all wearing MAGA hats. It was really quite.
That's wonderful.
Quite surreal. So. They just weren't celebrating in America, I got to tell you. But I got to say this, Annie. Can you go back and play the show from 4 years ago, the day after the Biden inauguration?
Yes.
And the difference in the conversation that we're having. It's, you know, God bless the American voter. That's all I can say.
God bless them. You're absolutely right. God bless you as well, Jim Carafano, in your travels and in your work. We appreciate you and your time here. Thanks for coming with us today.
All right, you bet.
Take care.
Have a great week.
You
bye
as
bye.
Well. Bye-bye. Jim Carafano there on the Annie Fry Show, and he's absolutely right, and I'm going to make a note of that right now. We've got to get that interview. I think I said that last week with him, and the way he was talking about what was upon us and how we were going to see this southern border situation deteriorate at such a great pace. He was so right. And he's been right about this all along. And we're grateful to have him on the show. When we come back, let's talk to Joe Concha, our friend, Fox News contributor. His book is coming out in April, and it's The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. And watching yesterday, I couldn't get enough of it. I'm on X. I couldn't get enough. Every next post on X made me as happy or happier than the one before. And I just wonder how long can this really last? How long can we enjoy the winning? I saw Ben Shapiro tweeted and said something to the effect of Donald Trump lied to me. He said I would get sick of the winning. I am not sick of the winning. I demand more winning. Me too, Ben Shapiro. Me too. Joe Concha on the Annie Fry Show next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.